Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah.
So this second service is a bit prophetic. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you have been going on Twitter and on Instagram. You've been complaining about me. This man is just every small thing. He's talking about holiness, righteous. Okay, so I've come now with a prophetic message. And you guys are not excited. So let's go to the book of Hebrews. We'll talk about holiness again. So that you guys will just rename this church. Holiness Church. Amen. Hallelujah.
And there is nothing you can do. Oh Lord, my eyes on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified. Oh Lord, you are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can do. Oh Lord, are on you, be magnified.
Shakataba lusotaida.
Oh Lord, be magnified.
Genesis chapter 26. Today we are going to recover lost grounds. Genesis 26. We'll read from verse 19 to 22.
Shadabalosu. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of spring water. And the headmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headsmen. The water is ours. And they called the name of the well Esek. The word Esek means to strive. You see, every area where you have contentions have a name. Anywhere you've had contentions, those places have names. You may not know. Huh? He called the name Esek because there they contended with him. And there are many of us here who are under a lot of contention. Next verse. And they digged another well, and they strove for that also. And he called the name of that one what? Sitna. Sitna investment. Sitna. Sitna. Make you Sitna.
You can stay in this vicinity, but you can't make progress here. You can hang around us, but you have no C of O here. You can stay, you can play, you can sell, you can, but you don't do anything that will give you the impression you are part of us. You are not part of us. You are a stranger. They contended with him, and they took it. Verse 22. And he removed from thence. He removed himself from there, and he dug another well. And for that, they did not strive. And he called the name of that one Rehoboth. And he said, for now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in this land.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
The Lord has made room for us. We shall be fruitful. We shall be fruitful.
Amen.
We shall be fruitful.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, if you haven't given up yet, you are going to dig another well. Your contenders will become tired. I don't know who God has sent me to this morning. If you didn't give up, you have come to your Rehoboth.
Yeah.
I say you have come to your Rehoboth.
Yeah.
Halebara shatari. I don't know how many people are in that space this morning, but maybe you are tired and you are overwhelmed and you are sick of being tired. See, Isaac dug another way. And they could not strive for that one. It's not that they didn't want to strive. But God intervened. Say, Father, intervene in my life. Turn it to a prayer right now. Can you pray? Can I get somebody who needs God to intervene? Can I get somebody who needs God to intervene? Can I get one sincere prayer? One sincere prayer. Can I get just one person who wants God to intervene this morning? Ha! Oluwa! Ah! Oluwa! Ah! Ah! Oluwa! That's all of you. Ah, Oluwa. Oluwa da soroi. Ah. Ah, Oluwa. Father, intervene. We have no other place to go. Lord, intervene. We are stuck. And if you don't help us, if you don't help us, oh God, our God, Lord, intervene. We don't know what to do. Ah, Mokota Mashi. We don't know where to go. Lord, but if you can intervene. Ah. Ah. Ah, Lord. If you can do something this morning, take this body away.
turn everything around. Bring us to our Rehoboth. Lord, bring us, bring us, bring us. We are tired. We are contending. Lord, bring us. Lord, bring us, bring us, bring us. Bring us to the place that is above warfare. Can somebody speak to God and ask for the help of heaven? The battle is not to the strong. Many mighty men are falling in this journey. The race is not to the swift. Many who are very fast, they didn't make it. But time and chance, Lord have mercy today. Bring us to the place that is called Rehoboth. Lord, help us. We don't know what to do. Lord, help us. We've prayed, we've fasted. We don't know what to do. But Lord, if you can stretch your hands of mercy, this battle is too much for us. This contention is too much for us. Lord, but if you can stretch your hands of mercy this morning and help us. Help us, oh God. We need help from heaven. We need help from heaven. I need help. I need help, oh God. Lord, we need help. We need Rehoboth. We need a river that cannot be contended. We need that river that cannot be stopped. We need a river that cannot be taken away from us. Lord, help us. Do something new. Do something new. Do something new. Do something new. Do something new, oh God. Lord, look at your children. Lord, you know their heart cry. Lord, send help today. Lord, send help today. We don't want to continue like this. Lord, intervene in this matter. Lord, intervene in this matter. Your children, they are suffering. Lord, intervene in this matter. Lord, intervene, intervene. Intervene, oh God. Intervene. Lord, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon his name while he may be found. Don't hold your voice back. Don't hold your voice back. The gates of mercy we open today over your life. The gates of mercy we open today over your family. Open your mouth and begin to pray. And begin to call on the God of all mercy. Begin to call upon his name. And ask for his help. And ask for his intervention. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will do something new. Something that will cause men to be afraid of you. God, do something new. Your children are hurting. Your children are hurting. A lot of your children are hurting. Lord, do something to you. My God. They have fasted. They have prayed. They have trusted. Jesus, the God of all mercies. Many of them are just hanging in there. But today, Lord, we know you store our tears in your bottle. Jesus, do something. Jesus, do something. Oh, Jesus. Lord, restore hope again. Restore families again. Restore destinies again. Let sins be forgiven. Lord, this quiet battles, these battles we have been fighting for years, and we've been fighting them alone, and we couldn't tell nobody. Because they were our battles, they were our demons, they were our Goliaths. But Lord, we are tired. We want to move forward. We want to come to Rehoboth. We want to come to Rehoboth. Lord, bring us to Rehoboth. Bring us to that place where no one can contend for the well you are giving us. We don't have anywhere to go. But Lord, if you can release your mercy, then everything will be all right. If you can speak over us this morning, then everything will be all right. If you can just speak one word, and your servant will be healed. If you can just speak one word, Lord, just say something. Just say something so that your children can be healed. Let that depression be lifted. Let that depression be broken. Let there be healing and restoration. Let the hearts of the fathers be restored to the children. Hallelujah. I want you to give God praise. And give Him praise from the depth of your heart. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Thank Him. Because the burden will lift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My help has come. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. Those were moments, 5-10 minutes of intense warfare where you have to strive. Sometimes God will bring you to those places and you find that out of your soul you are contending and You are content. Somebody who is standing beside you may not understand what is going on, but in like 5 minutes, it becomes very intense, and you begin to punch, and you begin to negotiate. You don't script something like this. You don't, because big men don't cry. You don't script something like this. But you see, there are bodies. Sometimes when we come like this, you know, God allows and permits that I can begin to sense the bodies of the people that are around me. And sometimes it becomes a little too much. It becomes a little too much. But listen, you will not live here the way you came in. That amen is weak. You will go home and you will not meet your contenders. In Genesis chapter 26, the scripture spoke. The Holy Ghost, the Lord spoke to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Isaac was in that location by instruction. Isaac didn't just, he was not trying to disobey God. He was actually obeying God by staying in Gerar. And I thought, and this is where the complications come in. I thought that because God said, do not go into Egypt, that I will experience a peaceful life. I will not have challenges. I thought that because God told me, don't go the way others are going, that everything will be easy. Until I started digging wells. Until I started making major investments. Then the enemy started raising their head. Is it possible that the reason why you are not facing any battle is because you've not taken a stand? The day you take some stand, you just take a position, you will see heads begin to rise. Who is this one? Where is he coming from? Who is his father? That was the question they asked concerning David. When they said he was going to kill a man had risen that was going to kill Goliath. Saul asked, who is his father? We want to know if they have a history of killing giants. We want to know if they are men who have achieved great things in Israel. But the father was just a shepherd. Is it possible that out of the loins of a shepherd, a giant killer can rise? Is it possible? Their shepherds are not trained to wield swords. They look down on you. Now God will show you mercy. I say God will show you mercy. I say God will show you mercy. I prophesy as I am anointed. I say God will show you mercy. They have written you off, but you will be the first to rise. It was the Lord that said to Isaac, don't leave this place. And I thought that just because, you know, you come to church, you hear people say, God told me, do this, and I was blessed. But when I obeyed God, I saw warfare. I saw warfare. And so I couldn't share my testimony. It was not as good as the one that didn't hear God well. Because every other person who claimed to hear God, they were testifying. Today, we have come to contend. And we are going to take back everything. You see, there are prayers that cannot be answered until you start praying from your bowels. You start praying from your bowels. Everything in you will be reacting. Some of us still don't understand that level of prayer. The scripture said that after Abraham died, they started contending with Isaac. They waited for his backbone to go. To think that people actually know you have somebody behind you. And that is, you think you are in a moment of peace. It is the man behind you that is making them to be calm. The day Abraham was buried, they stood up. We cannot serve the father and serve the son. Take everything he has. But they are lying, though. Because God not only speaks to Abraham, he speaks to Isaac too. If you still have the voice of God inside your ears, you are okay. If you still have God speaking to you, or if all you have is, this is what I believe, this is what I think, you are in trouble. But if God still tells you, go left, don't go. Sit down. Don't go out today. If God can still tell you that, you are on course. They contended with a young man because they felt the person behind him was gone. But that boy also had a prophetic word. And that prophetic word was very clear. Don't go to Egypt. Because Egypt will not only give you their merchandise, they will give you their idols. People have gone to Egypt and come back with strange things. People have gone to Egypt, came back with same-sex ideologies. People have gone to Egypt, came back and said it doesn't matter. The spirit of it doesn't matter. Some marriages did not break until people started listening to people who told them it's not by force to be married. If the marriage will not work, leave him alone. When people started hearing things like that, then they started considering. It's not, you won't be the first. It's not everybody. You know, and what I find out is that many people who are not married, they just got hooked up to an irresponsible person. Usually there will be one good person among the two of them. There will be one good person. The two of them cannot be bad. If the two of them are bad, nobody will survive. Two of them will be dead. Yes. The Bible said, and Isaac dug a well. You know, a well was very significant in those days. A well is your way of saying we are here to stay. We are going to be here for a while. When Isaac, was it Isaac that wanted to get a wife? No, no. Abraham wanted to get a wife for Isaac. Where did the servant? He met the at the well. It was a business environment. You come into a nation, you come into a city, and you have what it takes to build a well. Huh? You want to play in the big boy league. That's what you are saying. You want to play in the big boy league. You want to build a well. Some people cannot build, but they can take over. And that is what many of us have experienced. People who are finished, that came into our space and lied to us as if they knew what it meant to build wells. And you trusted them, and they broke your heart and smashed your heart. Listen. Every major well you have lost, every major well you have lost, there will be a Rehoboth that will be 10 times better. Amen. There will be a Rehoboth that will be 10 times better. Amen. God is the God of all restoration. Amen. And today the prophecy for you is what? I will restore you. Amen. God will restore you. Amen. God will restore you. Amen. He will restore your children. In the name of Jesus. They contended for the first one. They took it. The second one, they took it. And he was naming them Strife, Sitna. But you see, names are very prophetic. The one he built, he dug, the last one he dug, he called it Rehoboth. He was expecting warfare. So he named the well by his expectation. What he was expecting. You know, our mothers, in those days, when you've given birth to children, a lot of babies that died, they will not name one, the one that stays. They will give him a name that will say, this one will stay. They will give him a name that speaks to what they are expecting. This one will not die. You will, when you really think of those names, you will know the names have meanings. Isaac decided to name this one Rehoboth. And it is not just because of the strife. It was because this time the Lord has made a large room. This is not just a well. He said, God has given me a large room. Yes, yes.
somewhere to put your legs. You are not confined anymore. You are not confined anymore. You are not confined anymore. The Lord has made a large room for you. I said the Lord has made a large room for you. The Lord has made a large room for you. That's what Rehoboth is about. That's what Rehoboth is. It's not just the end of strife. It is a large room. Now you can have multiple investments and they will survive. They will do well. The days of investing and losing your investments are over. The days of your career being cut short suddenly, they are over. The day of asking what next is over. You know, sometimes you may be in the office, but you are living, you are operating and working there in fear. Because if they ask you to go today, you don't even know what to do. It's as if you are walking on a very tight rope. Because you don't know what to do. But Isaac said, the Lord, give me that scripture. See, Isaac said, the Lord has brought us. And he removed from thence, and he dug another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. For now, the Lord. Come on, say the Lord. The Lord has made room. The Lord has made room for me. 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 You see, you need to see what we are saying now. That this time around, you are not trying to get into the game. The Lord has given you a portion of land. He has given you a portion of land. Listen to me. Do you know what it means to have a portion of land in a place of which you are not a citizen? When God's servant Pastor Ayo was in Akure, Pastor Ayo is originally from Ekiti State. But you will never know. He's originally from another state. But while he was there, God told him, I have made you a father to kings and queens and presidents. He had no name. He had no money. But he had a word. You see, you need to protect the word, though. That thing God said to you when it seems like not, there's no way this thing will be fulfilled. That is your. That is the day God meets you. If that's what he will ask, what did that? Even when Adam and Eve sinned and God came to the garden, what did he ask them? He said, did I not tell you? Have you eaten of what I said you should not eat? God was not even talking about the snake. God was talking about the conversation he had with them. If you allow anybody steal your prophecy, it is your fault. If you make an excuse, it is still your fault. If you keep saying it happened again, it is your fault. The only conversation God is going to have with you is about what he discussed with you. If God told you he's going to restore you, that is what you must hold. If God told you, I'm going to bring you out of this crisis and bring you into a large room, that is what you must paint everywhere in your room. Paste it in your toilet. Paste it in your kitchen. So that you don't forget at any time. Because sometimes circumstances can override prophecy. If God makes a covenant with you, if you don't capture it, you know, deeply and powerfully, you will just wake up and think it was your mind. God's servant was nobody. He came to this land. He became the secretary of the government. Local government where he stays. The car he drives, they bought it and gave it to him. He has had other appointments since then. When the current president needed to see the former president at Abeokuta, and that man refused to see the current president, it was Pastor Ayo that was used to broker that meeting. So when you see me just comes, you behave like this. You may not know who you are dealing with. You know what it means for somebody to broker a meeting between two presidents. Yes, if you see the picture on social media, you will see him standing behind Baba Obasanjo in that meeting. But when he received the word, Pastor Ayo was struggling to finish his national diploma at Federal Poly Bida.
Lord, send your word this morning that we usher your children into 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years of their life. Send your word this morning that will begin to determine the times and the seasons of their lives. Send your word this morning that will break the chains and take away the yoke that has been shackled around their necks. Send your word this morning and let there be freedom. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If a prophecy comes when you look like it, it's wishful thinking, it's not prophecy. If God promises you to make you a mother of nations and you look like it, you didn't hear God. God is the one that covenants with prostitutes. He covenants with prostitutes. Rahab. He said, my son will come through you. I know what people are thinking, but I have chosen you. You will not die with everybody. The building may collapse. Jericho may fall down, but I will bring you out. And in the years to come, my own son will come through your body. God is the one that covenants with unqualified people. And he will end up qualifying them. I said he will qualify you. I said he will qualify you. God called a man, Papa King Diomi, and told him, he said, this church, the redeemed Christian of God, will be in every country of the earth. Baba was not educated. The day that they had a conference of all redeemed churches, I think the early 1980s, 2,000 people gathered. They've never seen that number in their life. 2,000. Can you imagine? A mega meeting. 2,000 in the history of redeem. Say they dance from morning to evening. They've never, there was nothing to preach. That we can call a meeting. 2,000 people came. We are happening. That was a testimony. Today, the Redeemed Christian Church of God is in over 190 countries, including Muslim countries. If God gives you a prophecy, you better hold it. Because as long as you continue to incubate that prophecy, your robot is going to show up. As long as you put that the Bible said when the angel spoke to Mary, she pondered the word in her heart. She didn't go about telling everybody. That thing God said to her, she kept it in her mind like this. So if you see her in the marketplace, she's not in your level. The things that she tell you what is in her mind, you cannot believe. The Bible says she pondered the matter in her heart. She did not fall down under the anointing alone. After falling down, she got up and pondered the matter in her heart. So that prophecy became the motivation for everything she was doing. She now knows she needs to keep herself. Because there's a prophecy. She cannot make mistake with Joseph. She cannot make, just because we are going to marry, does, no, there's a prophecy. I am a vessel. I need to keep this vessel clean. You see, many times you cannot live holy if you don't know why you want to live holy. Many times, you will not see the value until you see what is ahead of you. And you now realize that if you live anyhow, you will not get there. Some of you are going to get back and you are going to find us. People will start inviting you. Oh, there's this opportunity. The opportunity is the interview. They are already, this is the interview. I was prophesying in a meeting like this in this church some years ago, about 4 years ago, in a service like this, inside this church. And there was someone who sat in church and she was praying and saying, God, I need another job. She had a good job, but she was saying, God, I need a better job. Do you know how she got the job? On WhatsApp. The person texted her. There's something. Told her about it's a managerial role. And that was the interview. Are you interested? That was it. Not whether, if you want to, are you interested? That was it. That was the interview. Not, okay, tell us how much you know. Can you use PowerPoint? Can you use Excel? Okay, let's give you a test. Let's see if you are capable. Are you interested? Are you interested? She had done a job for them before, and then now an opportunity came. Are you interested? And that was it. That was it. When doors are shut against you, it is not a good sign. It is not a good sign. It is not a good sign. Today we command every door to open. Every good door that God has put in front of you, let them begin to open now. Over your life, let them begin to open. Over your husband, let them begin to open. Over your wife, let them begin to open now. Over your children, let the doors of destiny begin to open. When you are a child and the doors of destiny of your destiny are shut against you in the midst of other children whose doors are open, it's a painful thing. When you are the only one in the family, everybody's asking, now you they go church. I prayed for a lady in the United States. She said, my husband told me, you are always praying, you're always doing VG. Me, I know they pray, but my life better pass your own. This husband and wife, she felt very bad. She called me. She said, see what my husband said. It's not as if they are fighting, but it's just a comment. And the thing, it hit her in a very bad place. See, me, I just did do my work. I did do my work. I did focus. But you go pray every night. Pray. You know, get work. So even in America, you can be jobless. See, if I just reach Miami now. If I just reach Miami, I know two things. What I go do, I go blow. People from Miami, they find work. And then they find work. If the doors are shut against you here, say, for America, if you go, those demons for Nigeria are not going to follow you. They are not real demons. If they are real demons, they will email your address from here to Miami demons. Those ones will take over. The contention is over. Many of us, not that we are not good, we just need one opportunity to prove ourselves. To prove ourselves. But there's something I want to bring to your attention. Is that Isaac was a fighter. Isaac knew what it meant to fight for something and lose it and fight again. Many of us give up too soon. Just because God, people cry babies. Just because God said something to you and you lost the ground didn't mean God did not talk. God was the one who brought you here. You strove for the land. You dug the well. And some boys came and took that thing from you. My brother, dig another one. Dig another well. Say, God, I thought you said. Yes, I said. Yes, I said. But I didn't tell you to chicken out. Come on, say, dig another well. Come on, prophesy to yourself. Say, dig another well. There are wells and there are depths. There are wells and there are depths. The next one, let it be deeper. The next one, let it be deeper. They think that if they take it from you, your resources would have been wasted. But by the time you dig the next one, I say, it's like this woman gets somebody where they give her money. She has a source that is more than what we are seeing. The next one was deeper. I say, By the time he dug the third one, they say, If we take this one, we don't even have the expertise to manage it. The other one's analog. This is digital. Okay, take it. What are you going to do with it? Because now this new one, this code is inside my head. It's not, this one is shell. If I don't put the password, it will not work. So how will I go do? The Bible said they could not strive for it. Because he took the game to a level that was beyond them. Come on, say move from analog to digital. You need to move. Some of us are too predictable. Some of us, people can easily read us. They read you from a mile away. Move to Rehoboth. Don't be predictable. When they look at you, they should be so like, is he going left or right? If they try to read you too much, introduce one language from your profession into it, they'll become confused. Say the config. The config, they become lost. Say config. They say the config. The config is
it's messed up. Config. Say I need 2 days to fix the config. It's configuration, but if you say configuration, they will just say there's nothing there. So I say config. Or just put it COFG, CONFG. Say, what is this? Say, don't worry, sir. Just give me time. The lady say, want to sack people in this office? Say, leave config alone. No, you can't touch this one. Because the last time the config had problem, he was the only one. You will take your sick, take everything, go and show everybody. Then they discover they can do away with you. There's no magic to you. There's no secret to you. There was a king in the Bible who unbelievers came to visit, and he took those kings and took them to his war house and showed them the armory, and God was offended. He said, are you the one keeping your nation? He wanted to show those kings, we are doing well. He took and said, look, this one is made of gold. This one was in the days of Solomon. This one was in the days of David, because I have many powers. I have many powers. I have Ganduga Gandusa. This one, I have not touched this one at all. I have in the I have in the Boski Bawosi. The moment you begin to show us all your many powers. So after people know, he has just 4 powers. He has 4 powers. So if we can take him to level 5, we will drown him. So they have seen you. They say, he is anointed, but if you take him outside the state, he cannot function. If you take him to the UK, he cannot function. So they will take you there, you go and embarrass yourself. Hey! A king had visitors, took the visitors, showed them his armory, and God told him, everything that they saw, they will take from you. That was exactly what happened. Leave some magic to yourself. Leave some magic to yourself. How you built the first well, don't tell anybody. If they took it from you, the next one, add some sophistication to it. Take a professional course. Go to somebody who knows. Let him teach you. And when you are learning, hide your head. Hide your head. Let there be some magic to you. Go and look at everyone that was rich years ago and is alive, but we don't hear their name again. They refuse to move with the times. This church you are looking at today, will not remain like this in 10 years. A day will come. It's not only on this altar you will see screen. Anywhere you sit, you will see a large screen there. So anywhere you face, that's the altar. Because if you remove to move with the times will leave you. Add some sophistication. Don't be lazy. It takes a lot of guts to dig a kind of well that nobody can take from you. Because look at the depth. You can't go inside. Isaac was a fighter. How deadly are you when it comes to the matter of your destiny? You speak a lot of English, but there's no fighting power. They take it, you say, leave it for them. That's how God works. No! Which God? Who is suffering? Who is suffering? Since they took it, who is suffering? No fighting power. You need to wake up and tell yourself, this madness ends today. Yeah. When they see the fire in your eyes, they say, let it Yahweh. You have become a madman. No matter how much I want to fight you, if you begin to take off your shirt at the market square, I will run. Because I can see that this one is ready to die. He has no shame. I have something to protect. I will say, we'll meet and that. No, let's fight now. As you are taking off your shirt, you take a green bottle, hap, you bust it on your head and say, the remaining one is for you. When you do that, I will just step out and talk. So enter my middle so that it will not look like I run away. But you have to live to fight another day. A lot of us are not mad enough for our destiny.
it takes a level of madness to invest heavily in an industry, in a business, and they collapse 2 times, 3 times, and you are still saying that is what God wants you to do. You must be mad. That means God must have spoken to you. You must have received the prophetic word that says, stay here. That prophetic word is what is giving Isaac the courage to continue to march, because others now cannot tell you to, hey, madam, this thing has failed twice. Is it not time for us to move to higher height? But God spoke to you and said, stay here, stay here, stay here. So the reason why you are digging is not because you have money, it's because the one who came to you said, stay here. The power of a prophetic word. Halimakunda Rabashahida. Oh my God, the Lord has made room for us. I said, the Lord has made room for us. The Lord has made room for us. The Lord has made room for us. In the name of Jesus. One of the ways you will know that the Lord is beginning to highlight your destiny is that your gift will begin to make room for you. There are things you knew nobody ever asked you. That what are you doing? What are you selling? This thing that you looked at like, what is this manna? What is this manna? It doesn't mean anything. But it was manna that was used to preserve them for 40 years. It was manna. It was manna. They didn't need stove. Their clothes grew with them. Their shoes grew with them. They didn't need a shopping mall. They didn't need anything. Listen to me. The moment people begin to ask you, can you do this for us? Even if it's in the office. Can you help us with this one? We want to have an event. Listen to me. God is beginning to highlight your gift, because it is your gift that what? So when Isaac said, the Lord, what did he say? He said, he called the place Rehoboth, but for the Lord has made room for us. It was his gifting. That means he had something that was lacking among the people there. He, apart from the covenant, he had developed a gift. He didn't just jump from skill to skill. He took one skill and he honed it. Until it became very sharp. It became a sharp threshing instrument. So you realize that if you are talking about making room, you must talk about your gift. God will give you the gift, but you will sharpen it. God will give you the gift, but you will sharpen it. You will sharpen it through training. You will sharpen it by being hard on yourself. You will sharpen it by taking the discipline to train and to learn. Sometimes you will cry. Sometimes you will be weak. Your thighs will be aching you. But you have to sit through. Because if it doesn't kill you, it will lift you. If it doesn't kill you, it will lift you. Don't be lazy. This is March. It's time to march forward. It's time to march forward. You don't make any excuse for yourself again. Some of us are excusing ourselves. That's why we're not making progress. When I lost my dad, I knew what poverty was from definition in the dictionary. But now I knew it by experience. My dad left his car. Do you know that no matter how poor you are, when you die, you will leave money here? So everybody is rich. I say everybody is rich. You complain all your life that you didn't have money for your rent. But the day you die, that your ATM. You know, you tell everybody your PIN. The first person to collect the ATM will withdraw your money. My mom took my father's car. Started doing kabuka. Not, I don't know if it's even kabu now. Because she would drive from Ondo town to Akure. Huh? From Ondo town to Akure. We didn't have light in our house. I didn't say maybe they didn't bring light to. I said even if they brought light in the old state, we won't have light. We invested our money in candles. And kerosene lantern. So when I tell you I hate poverty, I'm not a prosperity preacher. My nature has now hates darkness. I cannot stand it. Because I know what darkness did to my destiny. Shege. My mom would drive. Why would a man subject a woman to be driving from town to town? They call that in Sole. You drive from town to town. Today, when I see her at 72, I don't look at her. She doesn't look like that woman that was
sharp until, you know, time has happened. You sit down with these people, let them tell you stories. That's why when she called me recently and said, oh, there's no, they haven't, you know, we had this power crisis in Lagos recently, and it was very bad in other states. While we had it for 1 week, they were already having like 3 weeks. She just called me that, she doesn't have anywhere to charge her phone. I didn't have the money, but I had to do something. I chartered the massive inverter. I took it. I said, install. I said, from today, you see this solar panel, you can, if they like, the government should not have light. You will have light. But there was a time, even if I wished, I couldn't do anything. It's just a wish. It's just a wish. God will take you above the realm of wishes. I say God will take you above the realm of wishes. As you imagine it, you will do it. You will have capacity to do it. You will have capacity to do it. You will have capacity. You see that thing called, he said, for I am the Lord thy God that gives you power to get well. I give you capacity to get, today receive it. I said 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 today receive it. Listen to me, when you leave this service today, go and be a blessing to your parents, no matter how small. Just give them something. Just be a blessing. Forget it, even if you are fighting with them, give them. Sow a seed into their life. Tell them, this is the month of March, and it's our season of Rehoboth. We are going to be the city that is set upon the hill, but we will not get there by accident. If they ask us tomorrow, we will be able to tell them how we got there. We got there by making specific and definite decisions. Let me round up here. Your gift to make room for you. The scripture we read in Genesis 26:22. He said, and he called the name of that place Rehoboth. For now, the Lord has what? Made room for us. And we shall be what? We shall be fruitful. Come on, say fruitful. I want you to press. I say, I shall be fruitful in this land. It is one thing to dig the well. It is one thing to reduce the activity of contenders. But you must now battle for fruitfulness. In order to be fruitful, you must be prophetic. In order to be fruitful, you must be prophetic. So you see the ground that they contended has been spoken to that it will not yield to you. So now you must begin to speak. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. When God made man, he blessed them. And he said, be fruitful and multiply. Everything God made, he blessed her. Everything God puts in your hand, you must bless. Everything God puts in your hand, you must bless. Everything God puts in your hand, don't expect God to give you and keep it. Everything God gives you, you must prophesy to it. I want you to rise on your feet and begin to prophesy over everything that God has put in your hands, over every channel of blessing, over your career, over your business. Begin to speak fruitfulness over it. Begin to speak fruitfulness over it. Begin to speak fruitfulness. He said, we shall be fruitful in the land. 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 In the name of Jesus. We shall be fruitful.